Jasmine Arakawa, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me this afternoon, this rainy afternoon. I'm glad to get you over here. You are the head of the piano faculty at the University of Florida School of Music. And in this week, and the reason why you're here, you are the director of the International Piano Festival, which is happening next week.
That's correct.
So fun times for you this week. And that's especially why I appreciate you coming in to talk, because this is a busy time for you. How many students do you have coming in this year to the festival?
So this year we have a pre-college division and an artist division. And for pre-college division, we have 13 participants. And for our artist division, there will be 11. So total of 24 participants with 5 faculty members.
Explain those two categories, if you will, the pre-artist and the other.
Sure. So the artist divisions are designed for 18 years old and older. So they are college students and graduate students and beyond. And pre-college divisions are from age 13 to 17. So mostly the middle school and high school students who are very accomplished pianists.
How do you make this selection? How do you go out through the country and make this selection?
They send the videos of performances. And we receive it, so we don't have the actual in-person type of audition process, but we...
you can tell well enough.
Oh, yeah. They sent many, many great videos, and it was very difficult to make selections, but that's how we sent it. And then they also sent essays and, you know, some recommendation letters, which is very important, especially for the pre-college divisions.
For the folks listening right now, they'll be very encouraged to know that there are that many students who have that predilection towards music, and they have the aptitude as well to get your attention well enough to maybe get considered for this. So you have about 24, you said,
exactly.
Coming in. And what will their schedule be like at this festival? What will an average student be going through?
So throughout the week, there are it's packed. It's a very busy schedule for the participants and students. They would have private lessons with individual faculty members.
We'll get into those in a second.
Yeah. And then masterclass performance. There would be five masterclasses throughout the week. And then they will also be performing in one of the participants' recitals that are all scheduled on Monday night and then Sunday night and Monday night. And then at the very end of the festival, on Friday evening, starting at 7 o'clock, there would be an artist division competition where all the artist division participants will be performing up to 15 minutes of music. And then followed by the last day of the festival, Saturday the 16th, will be the pre-college division competition, and all of them will be performing.
So it is not just learning, but it is actual competition as well. So no stress on these students at all while they're here. At any point, you could be called out in a masterclass to come up and be the participant. You have 24 of these people coming in, but you all are doing something a little different this year. It used to be at the International Piano Festival, they would have the students only would perform. So what's happening this year?
So this year, I've heard some feedback that from the previous participants that they really enjoyed this opportunity to perform many times.
Right.
But they also wanted to hear the faculty perform because that would be a big inspiration. And so I was able to convince all the faculty members to perform this year. So this would be a great addition and a little bit the new format this year. So opening concert on Saturday night, we have Emil Naumov. He's actually my teacher from Indiana University, and he's an amazing pianist and also a prodigy. Used to be a child prodigy, studied with Nadia Boulanger back in Paris.
Really?
And yeah, so he's performing a Forêt Requiem, transcribed for solo piano by himself. And of course, Nadia Boulanger was the student of Forêt, so he has this solid heritage of that. So I'm very excited to hear that performance. And followed by organ Passacaglia by Bach, transcribed again by himself. So that's the opening concert on Saturday, the 9th at 7:30 p.m. And then the second guest, Gustavo Romero, he's a Dallas-based international pianist, and he's performing on Thursday. He's performing an American composer's piece, Emmalou Demarts, the Sonata No. 3 that was composed in 1999. And then in that concert, I would also be joining the concert with our wonderful UF professor in cello, Stephen Thomas, and I would be performing the Rachmaninoff Cello Sonata in G minor, Opus 19.
When is this?
This would be on Thursday, the 13th. No, okay. I'm sorry, it's the 14th.
You're actually playing the Rachmaninoff.
Yes, that's the plan.
Oh my goodness, that is a challenging piece for both. It's more of a duet than it is a solo.
Oh, absolutely, Stephen Thomas is such a great cellist, and I just have so much fun playing with him, and wonderful artist. So it would be a good change of having adding some other instrument in a piano festival and in the chamber music. It's such a core part of musical making that I'm really glad that he agreed to play and we all get to experience that chamber music in the piano festival.
I call that piece a terrifyingly beautiful piece of music.
Yes, it really absolutely. Is.
So you have performances, and this is good. The participants get to hear a sample of what the bona fides of the various instructors are.
Exactly, and we also have another guest, Lucas Wan. He is a Chinese-Canadian concert pianist, and he is giving sort of a lecture recital type of recital, presenting the music by Debussy, commemorating his centennial year. And he also commissioned a piece celebrating the Debussy's commemoration this year. So he would be performing some of the Debussy's works as well as his new piece that he commissioned. So that would be a very interesting, different genre of music, different types of music to be heard during the festival.
So the festival runs, for those of you listening and who want to know a little bit more about the time frame, it starts on Saturday, June the 9th, and it runs through Saturday, June the 16th.
That's correct.
And that's when the pre-college competition is at, but that's at 9:30 in the morning.
Yes.
Each evening, except for let's see, there's a participant recital on Monday, then Tuesday there is no recital, but literally every other evening of the festival there is a recital.
Absolutely.
It is the University of Florida International Piano Festival. Jasmine Arakawa is the director of the festival, and they've got a great lineup of artists and student participants who are going to be performing and going through master classes. Now, the master classes, can the general public come to?
Absolutely. It's at 3:30 every day, except for Tuesday. And then I would like to also mention that all the master classes and the recitals are free to public. So please stop by and say hi to participant and enjoy the music.
Thank you very much. Jasmine Arakawa, thank you so much for coming in.